Question 4. Practice 3. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a lecture related to the passage in Step 1. As you listen, take notes on important information. Write down 5 key words or key phrases that would be useful in explaining this information to someone else.
So, you've read about spamming. Now let's look a little more closely at what's involved in a spam campaign. As you probably recall, spam isn't usually sent by a business that manufactures products. Those businesses hire spammer companies. A manufacturer might choose to do this because spam is cheap. In reality, you can send 10,000 spam messages for less than $100. But is it really effective, or is the manufacturer just throwing away its money because everyone is deleting the spam mail before they open it? Odds are, it is effective. Say a company spends $1,000 on a spam campaign. That's 100,000 messages. Even if half of 1% of people are enticed by the campaign, that's 500 possible customers for the manufacturer. Not bad for a company with a legitimate product to sell. Unfortunately, spammers know these statistics as well. So if a spammer sells a fake product and sends out 1 million spam mails, he can make a bundle.